Now, let's find out what's making news in the US for Kia's surprising deals. See your Kia dealer now.
Richard Arnold, good afternoon. Still the main story is Russia, Syria and Donald Trump.
Yeah, and this week will be critical in shaping how US-Russia relations will be. With the US cruise missile attack on Syria, President Trump has tilted towards the US military establishment. And the new National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, says that by propping up Syria's Assad, Russia has some responsibility for the chemical attack. He says,
I think what we should do is ask Russia, how could it be if you have advisors at that airfield that you didn't know that the Syrian Air Force was preparing and executing a mass murder attack with chemical weapons?
So even Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State here, who as an oil company boss was given Russia's highest civilian honor by Putin, now is saying Russia needs to think carefully about its Syrian alliance. He says of Russia,
I don't draw conclusions of complicity at all, but clearly they've been incompetent. And perhaps they've just simply been outmaneuvered by the Syrians.
The Syrian airbase that was hit on Friday is back operating again, and Tillerson says no further military action is anticipated for now. But again, there are mixed signals from within the Trump team, and here's what UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is saying about some of this.
We don't see a peaceful Syria with Assad in there.
But what might the American role be in forcing regime change? It's quite unclear. President Trump has been getting mostly favorable commentary for the cruise missile strike. Some in the Congress here are calling for a policy to be spelled out at this point. What are the intentions? But we do appear to be seeing a shift by Team Trump to a more middle ground on foreign policy. And it'll be interesting to see how things play out with Russia this week as Tillerson makes his first visit to Moscow as America's top diplomat.
Yeah, all eyes on that one. Interesting week ahead. Richard, thank you. Richard Arnold in the US.